Okay, the meeting is being recorded.
Okay, thank you, everybody. I'd like to call the Wednesday, May 13th meeting to order of the Millstone Township Planning Board. Pam, would you please read the statement of adequate notice?
Yes, let minutes show that adequate notice of this meeting as required by PL 1975, Chapter 231 has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press and the Times of Trenton, posted on the Township Bulletin Board and filed with the Township Clerk on the same date.
Okay, thank you, Pam. And now would everyone except Chris please stand and join us for a flag salute?
I do have the flag, but I'm not bringing it up. Thank you. Yeah, except for Chris.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. Pam, would you please call the roll?
Okay, hang on just one second, and I will. Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Ziner?
Here.
Ms. Oxley?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Grabalia? She's here. Mitch?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Pepe?
Here.
Mr. Arpaia?
Here.
Ms. Oxley? Is Rose here?
Yeah, I'm here. I thought you were Rose is here already.
And Ms. Curtis. Yeah. I'm sorry, Ms. Curtis, I got everybody?
Present.
Okay.
No, Pam, you forgot me, Pam.
Oh, Tom, I didn't see you there. Are you here?
I'm on myself.
Okay.
I'm here.
And Mr. Pato.
Yes, I'm here.
Did I miss anyone? It sounds like we have a full house. Oh, is Ms. Penny here? No, Ms. Penny isn't here. Okay.
This button right here, bottom.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Next on our agenda is approval of our minutes from our March 11th meeting. Would somebody like to make a motion to approve those minutes?
Grabalia, I'll move it.
Okay, thank you. Is there a second?
Ziner, second.
Okay, Jeff, thank you. We have our motion, our second. Any comments or suggested revisions to those minutes? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Yes, hang on just a moment. I have to open this up and make it larger so I can see the...
For whatever is...
Okay, I'm sorry. Deputy Mayor Grabalia? Mr.
Yes.
Ziner?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Pepe?
Yes.
And I can't see who else I have on this because my recordation's in the middle of it. Hold on just a moment. Mr. Pato? Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Pepe, that's it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Pam. Next on our agenda is the public comment portion. And I don't think I can tell if there's any public here, but let's open it up to the public if there's any public comment portion on anything that's not otherwise scheduled for public discussion on our agenda.
Yeah, just give it a minute. I don't see anyone.
You don't see anybody?
No, I don't.
Okay. If there's anyone from the public and we're not seeing them, could you, I don't know how, I don't have that raise hand thing on mine.
Angela knows how to use that. I do not know how to use that. Zoom has that. I don't know how to use that.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a leap of faith that we don't have any members of the public that want to approach the board. So we'll continue with the agenda and close the public comment portion. Pam, thank you. I was just going to ask you for the next page of the agenda.
I read your mind.
Even through the computer. Excellent. All right. So this evening's agenda is comprised of several ordinances that the planning board needs to review and consider recommending as consistent with our master plan. So we're going to take them one at a time, and we're going to rely on our planner to give us a summary and a review of the ordinance, and then at the end of her summary, ask that she opine for us whether she believes they are consistent or inconsistent with our master plan. We'll then open it up for board discussion and then proceed to a vote. So McKinley, would you please start us off with ordinance number 20-10?
Absolutely. Would you like me to read the whole title into the record?
Yeah, please. Why don't you read the title and, of course, for the record, identify yourself. Thank you.
Absolutely. This is McKinley Mertz, the board planner. Ordinance 20-10 is titled An Ordinance Amending Chapter 35, Land Use and Development, Article 9, Development Application Requirements, Section 2-2, Specific Definitions of the Revised General Code of the Township of Millstone, County of Monmouth, and State of New Jersey. So this ordinance it's really more administrative than zoning based. The purpose of this was to amend the application checklists to require all applicants to submit digital copies of their application. So what this did was the minor subdivision site plan, major subdivision, major site plan, variance applications.
Excuse me, someone needs to mute their device. I'm sorry.
That's okay, yeah, I can hear you.
Thank you.
Everyone now, every applicant now will need to submit a digital copy of their application. This ordinance also amended the checklist to cap the, I'm sorry, it caps the size of the aerial image. Previously, a lot of engineers especially were providing aerial images that were 36 by 40 inches, and the paper was simply just too big, so it caps the size to 24 by 36. As I said, these are really administrative and not zoning based. However, they are firmly rooted in your master plan update. So it is my opinion that this ordinance is consistent with the master plan update that was adopted by this planning board in 2017. Specifically, land use recommendation number 8 states that the master plan update recommends the amendment of the site plan and subdivision submission regulations to require submission of computer-generated plans at the time of application. This ordinance is implementing that specific recommendation from the master plan update. And with that, I put it to the board with my recommendation that it is consistent.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate the overview and the summary and your opinion. Unless there's, is there any questions from anyone on the board on this, whether it be to McKinley or our attorney? Seeing none, I'd like to ask for a motion to determine that this ordinance is consistent with our master plan and refer that recommendation to the township.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, who made that motion, please?
Jeff?
Tom.
Tom Pado.
Like Tom. All right. Thank you, Tom. Is there a second?
Rose Oxley, I'll second it.
All right, Pam, we got a second. Any comment or further discussion? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll for ordinance number 20-10?
Yes.
One question real quick. Mitch,
go ahead.
One question. Now, was that electronic and hard copy after given in, or just electronic now? For now, I want to
It's in addition to the regular hard copy.
I'm sorry, I lost you.
So now the applicant will have to submit hard copies of the application and the digital copies. It'll be both.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Okay, seeing no other comments or questions, and please call the roll.
Okay. Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Grabalia?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. Zeiner? Mr. Zeiner?
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
And Mr. Arpaia?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, McKenzie. I'd like to ask you to proceed now to the next ordinance, 20-11. Again, please state the name of the ordinance as well as go through it in summary fashion, and then your opinion, please, on whether it's consistent with our master plan.
Absolutely. So next we have ordinance 20-11 entitled An Ordinance Amending Chapter 35, Land Use and Development, Article 2, Definitions, Section 2-2, Specific Definitions of the Revised General Code of the Township of Millstone, County of Monmouth, and State of New Jersey. This specific ordinance amends and adds a few definitions to the code. Specifically, it is amending the single family detached dwelling application. It is removing the technical review committee definition, and it is adding a definition for accessory building or structure and accessory use. And I'll get into the reasons for that. First, we are removing the technical review committee definition because the township simply does not have a technical review committee. So it's irrelevant. You don't need that. It's excess wording that we're going to take out. The other three definitions, which are amended slash added, have the edits have happened in response to applications and incidences that have come up at both boards, more zoning board than planning board, but I think they've been here as well, as well as when general applications first come in, township officials have been noticing some issues with them, specifically with the lack of definitions for accessory buildings and uses. There has been some, I'm going to call them creative interpretations of accessory uses and buildings. At the moment, there's no direction for applicants in terms who are coming in for these, to get permits for these type of uses and buildings. Additionally, the single family detached dwelling, the existing definition for that is very vague and could be interpreted in a way that the ordinance did not intend for it to be. The existing definition just reads a building containing one dwelling unit. So we increased that definition, we added to it so that it now reads a building designed and occupied exclusively as a residence for only one family and having no party wall in common with an adjacent building. So again, the purpose of that edit was just to add a little more clarity and confirmation as to what the intent of that definition was. I will read the, Mr. Chairman, do you want me to read the other two definitions into the record, or does everyone have a copy in front of them?
Well, you don't have to read them in their entirety. If you just give a summary, if that's possible.
Sure. The purpose of them is just to define an accessory structure as a structure accessory to a permitted use. Should it be attached by a common wall to a principal use, such as an attached garage, that structure would have to abide by all of the setback requirements of the principal structure. And again, the accessory use definition just confirms that the use has to be accessory and incidental to the principal use. Very standard definitions that the township just happened to be missing in their code. So we wanted to make sure we got those in.
No, I was going to say, if you're done, just move to your conclusion. I'm not looking to rush you, but just go ahead, please.
And I'm just trying to cover all bases so there's no questions, right? That's what we talk about. So it's my opinion that it's consistent with two goals of your 2017 master plan update. Goal H, which is encourage township actions that will guide the appropriate use and management of lands within Millstone in a manner which will promote the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare. So again, this is updating your ordinance to provide for clarity and better guidelines for township officials and for applicants. So whenever we're providing clarity to help the town and the applicants, it's always within the benefit of the general welfare. The second land use goal is goal G, maintain a desirable visual environment through design guidelines that require new development to match existing aesthetic and architectural patterns within the township. And again, this was just the addition of these guidelines is to make sure that the development that's coming in is consistent with the rural residential character that's already existing within the township. So with that, it's my recommendation that it's consistent and I send it to the board.
Mr. Chairman, if I may just butt in for a second, Mike Stibe here, and I agree with McKinley on that, but also wanted to add that the deletion of the technical review committee definition is because the town has not used the technical review committee because it was determined to be unlawful to have this type of committee with members of the board meeting with pending application representatives. And that was in the Stewart versus Manalapa Township case in Monmouth County that found that was inappropriate, and therefore we're removing that from the ordinance.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Appreciate that insight into it. I'll have to tell all the towns that are imposing them on me to give you a call because it's still going on. Anyway, thank you, Mike. Thank you, McKinley. So at this point,
excuse me, we do have someone from the public calling in. Mr. Novellino?
Hi. Hi, Pam. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. I'm just joining to see how well this works. I don't have any comments.
Okay. Thank you, Michael.
All right. Mike, we're doing spectacular. Enjoy the show. So, Pam, what I wanted to do next is ask for a motion to recommend to the township that Ordinance 20-11 is consistent with the master plan. And then, of course, we can have another opportunity for discussion by the board. So, Chris, it looks like you're ready to make that motion.
I'd like to make a motion.
I'm not sure if it's appropriate that the dog made the motion, but we'll take it.
I think it is.
I'll second it, Mitch.
And that's okay, Tom Pato on the second.
Yeah, we got a motion and a second. Any further comments or questions from the board? Seeing none, Pam, will you please call the roll?
Yes. Vice Chairman Pepe and his puppy?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Grabalia?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
And Mr. Arpaia?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Pam. Next is Ordinance 20-12. And again, McKinley, I'd like to turn it over to you, please.
Great. 20-12 is entitled An Ordinance Amending Chapter 35, Land Use and Development, Article 4, Regulations Applicable to All Zoning Districts, Section 9, Accessory Buildings and Structures, and various sections of Article 5, Zoning District Regulations of the Revised General Code of the Township of Millstone, County of Monmouth, and State of New Jersey. What this ordinance does is two things, but both related to accessory buildings. Up until now, accessory structures and buildings have not been permitted within the commercial zones of the township. So what we've had many applications come in that are applicants within commercial zones who need to get all sorts of variances because there are no, or have all sorts of questions because there's no standards for accessory uses. So what we do with this one is we allow accessory uses in every commercial zone subject to the existing standards. And we also include a new provision for emergency generators in non-residential zones. And this is something that has been, the township has wanted to include this for some time now to allow commercial businesses to bring in the generators that they need to support their businesses should something happen. And they would only be emergency generators. They would not be running full time. And so we included standards for those to ensure that they're properly installed. So with that, it is my opinion that it is consistent with the 2017 master plan update, consistent for the same two goals that I listed previously, goal H, which ensures appropriate use of lands and management of lands to promote the public health, safety, morals, and general welfare. As we are providing, again, clarifications to accessory uses and expanding them to make sure that commercial uses can also use them, as well as goal G, which maintains the desirable visual environment. We are applying standards to all of the emergency generators to make sure that they will not be too close to residential uses or within the front yard, standards to ensure that they're appropriately installed, as well as the economic development goal C, which is to support new businesses within existing commercial areas and areas zoned for commercial uses. So by allowing commercial uses to bring in the emergency generators that they would need in case of an emergency, as well as accessory structures that would really just be for the storage of equipment to maintain the site, we're providing more opportunities for businesses who need those uses to come to Millstone. So with that, I recommend my opinion that it's consistent, and I send it back to the board.
Okay, thank you. Before we look for a motion, any comments or concerns of anyone on the board?
Yes, I have questions. McKinley, is this going to be a certain square foot of
footprint? I can't hear whoever's talking.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You got here? Here, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Is there going to be certain limitations or footprint structure, like as far as square footages on that ordinance for an outside building, or and or is it fit under, as long as you go into impervious coverage, it doesn't matter? Is there any limitations to square footage?
In terms of square footage, there are existing standards, and I don't have the number pulled up in front of me, but there, and maybe Matt knows it off the top of his head, but there are already standards in the ordinance that limit.
So that's not going to change?
That's not going to change, correct.
Okay, that's basically my question. You answered it.
Okay, great.
So, okay. Mitch, this is Jeff. I have a question.
Sure.
Who is defining what an emergency is, and how do we know when the emergency is ended?
Very simple. You lose power, it's an emergency. Simple, very simple, especially in the commercial sector. Since very businesses, especially in the motor park, we lose power on a weekly basis. And it is very essential that we get these businesses up and running. I'm speaking for the industrial park. So as soon as we lose power, these businesses in that motor park need to be up and running.
McKinley, do you concur that that the emergency element of it is based upon the actual loss of power, not a state declared emergency, for example?
Correct. I agree. It would be when these businesses would not be able to, if they can't get power and can't function for probably a weather-related emergency, but it's purely,
right,
if there's any reason that they cannot get power, that's when these would kick in.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for clearing that up. And that was a good question also, of course. Anything else from the board?
I have a question. This is Rose Oxley.
Sure.
The generators, are there any regulations or guidelines around the noise level of the generators? Because some of them are very, very, very noisy.
I believe there are.
Can't hear.
I muted myself, sorry. Okay. There are town regulations in terms of noise and decibels that they can't go above, and that'll be an enforcement issue to make sure they stay within that.
We have an ordinance on that.
Yeah, there are also NJDEP guidelines too and limitations.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you for pointing that out. Anything else?
Well, so this is the confusion that I have. If everybody in the moto park on Prudlin Way decides to put a generator in, you got what, a few dozen buildings over there. What is the noise level? Because the noise level is based on a single unit, single building, not a combination of buildings in the entire moto park.
The NJDEP noise guidelines are based upon the perimeter of the property and the decibels at the perimeter of the property. So each property would be limited to that amount of decibels at the perimeter of the property.
Who's going to check on if you're in excess of that?
Lots of luck.
Yeah, well, we don't follow our zone to begin with. We have tons of violations. I don't think anybody's going to follow up on this. I think we either have to accept it for the sake of accommodating the people at the moto park or not. I mean, it's great to think that we're going to have it, but the specs of these generators and such will be what they'll be. And we probably could make some assumptions based on that, but nobody's going to check it. And we have to understand that that's sort of the way the zoning works in the town.
Do you know, Matt or McKinley, if our zoning department or zoning officer is equipped with a noise meter?
He's not.
I really doubt it, Mitch. There's engineers and firms that'll do decibel readings. I've been involved in these situations before, just with air conditioning units being just too loud in confined areas.
Sure.
There are companies that do this on a regular basis.
But the thing is that the motor park was designed to be a bit commercial, right? And the concept of the whole thing in its original concept was that we were going to have a commercial environment there. I think we all have to understand that that's the makeup of it, right? There's not residential properties near it. It's positioned pretty well.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, you know what, Jeff, you're kind of right, because I'm thinking about what's across the street from it too, right? So
you got Haviland Road, you got a couple horse farms. There's residents there.
You're right, Jeff. You're right.
Mr. Chairman,
this is Master Flight. Can I add a couple of sentences there? If it's an emergency, all the homes across the street, they have their generators running too. So it's not just them.
Yeah, but that doesn't make it right. Right? Who's checking on the decimal levels of those homes?
Nobody checks anything unless we get a phone call.
Yeah, that's not right either, right? You know, that's...
Well,
that's,
but again, it's an emergency. Most emergencies don't last that long. I mean, I know we had a couple of emergencies when we went for a few days, but...
I'm sitting in my basement at a planning board meeting. That's an emergency. I work in the city. It's an emergency.
Mr. Chairman, I might recommend if the board has concerns about the noise, the planning board in its report back to the township committee can certainly state that these are concerns that were raised. That's part of what your job is to send your opinions back, and we can make a note that one of the opinions is that there's a major concern about noise of the generators, and it's something they can consider.
I'm just going to say one thing. I think one of the things that we have is we have a lot of accidents that occur on Prudlin Way, especially on the turn, which is right over there by Moto Park. They're constantly hitting the pole. So the electricity will go out while they do have repairs. Usually it goes out for an hour or two. If you take a look on Facebook, you'll see that. I think that the generators that people have today are a lot different than the generators that we had 10 years ago. They're not the clunks that we had that you basically have with the pull start that make a lot of noise. Most of the people that have generators that they have attached to their house, are generators that are Generac or house generators. They don't make the noise that they did when we think about Hurricane Sandy. And I think that if you're talking about some of that, we're not really talking about the overuse of generators. And some of the businesses may not even be open during that time. So I don't see it as being a real problem for an extended period of time, unless we had something like a Hurricane Sandy or a nor'easter or a time period such as that. And if we had time periods like that, chances are the businesses would be closed. So and everybody would be in the same situation. But in emergency situations, I don't think you're going to have a lot of engineering going on. You're not going to be having the gymnastics going on and some of the activities and businesses that are going on in there, unless they're essential businesses, aren't going to be working.
Well, okay. Nancy, I appreciate that additional background. And McKinley, I think your idea is the right way to go. Our charge is whether this is consistent with the master plan, but we're also entitled to provide our thoughts and opinion. So I might suggest that the board consider a motion identifying that this is consistent with the master plan, with the reservation that the township consider enhanced enforcement during opportunities when the generators are running to make sure that they're staying within the guidelines that Mike explained and Matt explained for us. Whether that requires farming that out to a consultant or purchasing equipment, either way, that's a township committee decision. And I was wondering if somebody would like to make a motion consistent with those thoughts.
I'll move that. This is Jeff Ziner.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
I'm sorry, who was on the second?
Tony.
Yes. Okay, Mr. Arpaia. Okay.
Thank you, Tony. All right, we have a motion and we have a second. Is there any further comment or suggested revision? Seeing none, Pam, would you
Let me make one last comment, Mitch. I agree with what Nancy said.
Is this Tom?
Yes.
This is Tom Pato. Okay.
Yes. I agree with what Nancy said, and she's right, because the new generators fall under certain criteria to have to meet certain decibel levels for zoning, period. Okay, now, because I've been in these situations before on other sites. Now, this is up to our zoning and our officials in town on the construction side. When they get permits, they have to show obviously location and certain parameters around that site. So it doesn't interfere with any other decibels or any other readings that they might be getting. So the bottom line is, we will be governing that noise level, or the town should be governing that noise level. Don't need an outside zone. It's going to follow under that decibel level of the machine and the surrounding area. If it's on a side of a building that, believe me, that is encapsulated within a wall, obviously the noise levels are going to change. So that's up to our township on the construction side or zoning side to make sure that generator gets put in the proper location on that site. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course. And that's where we're going to need the guidance and input from.
I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page there. Yep.
Okay. I think we're with you.
Yep.
Any additional comment? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
Mr. Arpaia?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Deputy Mayor Grabalia? Did Nancy say yes?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. That's okay. Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Pepe?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks everyone. Next on our agenda is consideration for master plan consistency. This is ordinance number 20-13. And McKinley, again, I'd like to turn it over to you to guide us.
Absolutely. Last one. Ordinance 20-13 is entitled an ordinance amending chapter 35, land use and development, article 10, improvements.
I can't hear anything.
It should be better now.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Matt?
Can everybody else hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm seeing shaking heads. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to keep going.
Hey there. You lost me. I lost you.
Did Matt lose connection?
I'm going to text Matt.
Okay, I'm going to keep talking.
Keep talking.
Pam, go back on mute.
Yeah. All right, I'm just going to start that over again. An ordinance amending Chapter 35, Land Use and Development, Article 10, Improvements, Section 10-2, Installation of Improvements and or Performance Guarantees Required Prior to Final Approval, and Article 11, Design and Performance Standards and Construction Specifications, Section 11-22, Water Supply, and Section 11-23, Sanitary Sewers and Septic Systems of the Revised General Code of the Township of Millstone, County of Monmouth, and State of New Jersey. So that whole mouthful was basically saying that we're amending various sections of the code to remove any and all references to public water or sewer systems. There was a few, in all of those sections I just read, there was references to public water if accessible or sewer if it were to come into the township. And as has always been the policy of Millstone, the township wants to do everything in its power to discourage any expansion of public water or sewer. And what this is really a cleanup ordinance. We're getting rid of all of those extra references to those two items, to those infrastructures. So it's my opinion that this ordinance is very, very consistent with your master plan update, as basically on every other page it talks about reducing public water and sewer. But specifically, it's consistent with land use goal A, promote the establishment and appropriate rural population densities and concentrations that will contribute to the well-being of persons, neighborhoods, communities, and regions, and preservation of the environment. By encouraging septic systems and discouraging public water and sewer, you are maintaining the densities, the rural densities that are important to Millstone. By allowing the public water to come in, the township would be encouraging larger densities. The very definition of septic systems really, keeps those densities quite small. To the rural standards that Millstone would like to see. Additionally, utility service goal A states that the township should continue to limit the extension of sewer and water service, the installation of which would interfere with the township's environmentally sensitive features, rural makeup, and is not in accordance with the state plan's vision for the planning area 4B community, given that there are no existing designated centers in Millstone. So, by removing all of the references to public water, you're discouraging those infrastructures from coming into the town. The ordinance plays right into the intent of the state plan, which strives to confine all programmed sewers and public water to those centers that I referenced before. And centers are areas that the state has identified as areas appropriate for growth. And Millstone has no centers within the township borders, no areas that the state sees as appropriate for major growth. And finally, land use recommendation number 11 from the master plan update states that The township should continue to strongly discourage and prohibit the extension of sewer service and public water service into areas of the township that are classified State Planning Area 4B. And once again, this ordinance is removing all references to public water and sewer that were really left in. It is a cleanup ordinance, and it's my opinion that it's consistent with the master plan, and I send it back to the board.
Okay, thank you very much, McKinley, and that probably sounds like something that we could have or should have cleaned up over time, so good to see we're getting to it. Any comments or questions from anyone on the board before we proceed to a motion? Seeing none, I would suggest a motion to determine ordinance 20-13 as consistent with our master plan as proposed. Would somebody like to make that motion?
Grabelia, I will move it.
Okay. Is there a second, please?
I'll second. Tony?
Okay, thank you, Tony. Any further comments or questions from the board? Seeing none, Pam, would you please call the roll?
Yes, Deputy Mayor Grabelia?
Yes.
Mr. Arpaia?
Yes.
Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Chairman Newman?
Yes.
Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Mr. Pato?
Yes.
Vice Chairman Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. Ziner?
Yes.
And Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Thank you.
Pam, would you please put up page 3?
How's that?
Oh, okay. That's my favorite page.
It is. Today it's mine for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Well, that concludes our formal agenda. Pam or Mike or Matt, is there any old business or new business that we need to attend to?
None from my end.
No.
Okay. None. And I just want to reconfirm, Pam, what is our next meeting date?
Our next meeting date, I believe, is June 17th.
Okay. And obviously, you'll send us advance notice before we get there.
Yes.
Okay. And Nancy, we do truly appreciate you trying to find the right person to give us the right guidance to run that June meeting as a virtual meeting. And I'll leave it in your discretion, whether it's a Zoom meeting or a go-to meeting, whatever meeting you select. You know, the assistance would be appreciated because that's what we're going to do for June and maybe July, but we'll 1 month at a time.
All right, yeah, I have a good idea of who I can ask.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Thanks for taking the leadership role on that. Anything else for the board before we adjourn?
Thank you.
Thank you all for participating in our first but not last virtual meeting. Pam, thank you for setting it up, and it did go very well, so your help is very much appreciated, and your assistant, Jeff, is to be congratulated also.
Yes, so thank with you that, very much.
I will make, McKinley, thank you for taking a lot of the laboring oar tonight.
Sure, no problem, pleasure.
I will make the motion to adjourn, and Chris, does your dog like to make the second?
He would love to. Bark,
perfect.
There you go.
As well.
All right.
All in favor say bark. Well, there we go. All right. We are unanimous that we're adjourned. Good night, okay. Everybody.
Thank you.
Bye. Good night, everyone.